Heavenly Father, we gather in your name with thankfulness and praise for the continuing ministry of your church in this place and in Ayot St. Lawrence, for all who've been raised up here in times past to serve you, and for your servant Liz, called by you to this present task. Guide and strengthen all your faithful people, that we may give ourselves in love and service to one another and to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And so I now invite the church wardens to bring forward your new rector for presentation.
Bishop Jane, I present to you
Liz Guest, who after prayerful consideration and due consultation has been chosen to serve as rector in this benefice, and I present her to be collated.
Bishop Jane, I, Reverend Mark Dernley, Vicar of St. Peter's Church, St. Albans, who have shared Liz's ministry in the parish of St. Peter's, warmly commend her to you and to the people of this benefice.
I thank you for your commendation and your presentation. Liz, I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Liz, you have been chosen as rector of Kimpton with Ayot St. Lawrence. Do you believe that God has truly called you to this ministry?
I believe that God has called me, and with his help, I will serve faithfully in this ministry.
I invite you to stand as you're able. People of God, is it your will that Liz should serve with you in this benefice?
It is.
Will you support and uphold her in this ministry?
With the help of God, we will.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I shall now collate Elizabeth Judy Guest, Clerk in Holy Orders, as incumbent of this benefice. But first, let declaration of assent be made and subscribed, and the oaths be taken according to law. The Church of England is part of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, worshipping the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It professes a faith uniquely revealed in the Holy Scriptures and set forth in the Catholic creeds, which faith the Church is called upon to proclaim afresh in each generation. Led by the Holy Spirit, it has borne witness to Christian truth in its historic formularies, the 39 Articles of Religion, the Book of Common Prayer, and the ordering of bishops, priests, and deacons. Liz, in the declaration you are about to make, will you affirm your loyalty to this inheritance of faith as your inspiration and guidance under God in bringing the grace and truth of Christ to this generation and make him known to those in your care?
I, Elizabeth Judy Guest, do so affirm and accordingly declare my belief in the faith which is revealed in the Holy Scriptures and set forth in the Catholic creeds, and to which the historic formularies of the Church of England bear witness, and in public prayer and administration of the sacraments, I will use only the forms of service which are authorised or allowed by canon. I, Elizabeth Judy Guest, swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King Charles III, his heirs and successors, according to law. So help me God. I, Elizabeth Judy Guest, do swear by Almighty God that I will pay true and canonical obedience to the Lord Bishop of St. Albans and his successors in all things lawful and honest. So help me God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you that through your Son, you have called us into the fellowship of your universal church. Hear our prayer which we offer for all your faithful people, that each in their vocation and ministry may be an instrument of love. And give to your servant Liz, now to be collated, the needful gifts of grace. Through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
In a moment, I am going to formally license Liz as rector of Kympton with AIR at St Lawrence. But none of us who are called to ministry, whatever our ministry might be, whether it's with a dockle around our neck, a blue scarf around our neck, or whether it's to serve coffee after church, whatever our ministry is, if we do it in our own strength, we're not going to get very far. We only minister in the strength and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to invite you now to pray for that Holy Spirit that moves amongst us, and pray particularly for that gift of the Holy Spirit for Liz as she begins this new ministry. And so I'm going to invite us just to hold a moment of quiet. Jane, Bishop of Hartford, Commissary for this purpose appointed by the Right Reverend Father in God, Alan Gregory Clayton, by divine permission, Lord Bishop of St Albans. To our beloved in Christ, Elizabeth Judy Guest, Clerk. Grace, mercy and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I hereby institute and admit you as incumbent of the benefice of Kympton with AIR at St Lawrence, within the diocese and jurisdiction of the said Lord Bishop, which belongs to his collation by virtue of his bishopric. And I invest you with all the rights and duties of the benefice, and commit to you the cure of souls of its parishioners, saving to the bishop and his successors their episcopal rights. In testimony of which I have hereunto set my hand, and the episcopal seal of the Lord Bishop of St Albans is hereunto affixed this 29th day of September in the year of our Lord 2024. Liz, receive the cure of souls, which is both yours and mine, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May God, who anointed Christ at his baptism, anoint and empower you for your new ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, who for the salvation of the world gives his people many gifts and ministries, stir up in you the gifts of his grace, sustain you in your own ministry in this place, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Amen.
Archdeacon, we have collated Liz as incumbent of these parishes. We now direct you to induct her into formal possession of the benefice.
With great pleasure.
Well, I'm now going to induct Liz into the possession of the benefice. I'm very pleased to say at the beginning of the service we had one key, and then there was a jangle of keys in the procession. We now have two keys, which is really good. So we're going to go to the west door, at which point I will give the keys to Liz as a symbol of her being inducted into possession of the benefice. She will then toll the bell to announce this happy news to the wider parish. We'll then give her a map so she can find her way around the place.
Always good.
And then return and install her in her stall. So Liz is going to come with me,
yep.
And we're going to head to the west door.
Indeed.
Liz, by virtue of the authority given to me, I induct you into the possession of these churches and benefice.
Thank you.
We now have the said map to give you.
Thank you very much.
And then we're going to head back to your stall. Liz, I install you as incumbent of this benefice. God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love and defend you on every side and guide you in truth and peace.
Amen. Amen. So I present to you your new rector. Hurrah!
Liz, on behalf of the Wheat Hampstead Deanery Synod, we welcome you most heartily and wish you every happiness in your new position.
Thank you.
Hi, Liz. On behalf of Kimpton Primary School families, we welcome you.
Thank you.
Liz, as church warden and more importantly, as resident of Ayot St Lawrence, I welcome you to the village of Ayot St Lawrence.
Thank you.
On behalf of the house groups meeting regularly throughout the year, I welcome you to our church.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Kimpton Parish Church Restoration Trust, Liz, I welcome you to Kimpton.
Thank you.
On behalf of Tees, Toys and Tots, we welcome you, Liz, and we wish you all the very best.
On behalf of the church choir, we welcome you, Liz, and hope we can sing beautifully for you.
On behalf of the Bench Working Party, I welcome you and hope you join us. Our average age is 79, so you might reduce it a bit.
On behalf of Trina and all of her team working at the Boot, we welcome you to Kimpton.
Thank you.
On behalf of Kimpton Parish Council, we welcome you.
Thank you.
Liz, on behalf of Scouts and the Guides, we welcome you to Kimpton.
On behalf of Loaves and Fishes, I welcome you to the family of Kimpton.
Thank you.
Last but not least, on behalf of all the children in the village, including our wonderful BLAST group, Children's Church, we welcome you to Kimpton.
Thank you. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.